taxes, gas prices, the weather, our school, or our work. While all these things, they need attention, but we do not need to let these things discourage us. We need to let the blessings of this life get us through so we can go to heaven. Please, we should be thankful for our parents. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. We should be thankful that they punished us, because it teaches us respect for men as well as for God. We should be thankful that they worked you. It gives you a good work ethic that we may do the things and we may learn the things that God wants us to do. We must be thankful that they brought us here. They love you enough to put aside their time and their money so that you can become a Christian and go to heaven. Please turn to 1 Timothy 5:1-3. Do not sharply rebuke an older man, but rather appeal to him as a father, to younger men as brothers, the older women as mothers, and the younger women as sisters, all in purity. We should be thankful for not only our parents, but our grandparents and our earthly elders. Be thankful if you know them. Many children do not know their grandparents, like my father only knew his grandparents or his grandfather for only a couple of years. We should be thankful that they have the experience. They have been there, and they know the situations that we're going through, and we should look to them for guidance as well as the Bible. If you would, turn over to Romans 12:6-8. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith, if service, in his service, and he who teaches, in his teaching, and he who exhorts, in his exhortation, he who gives with liberty, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. We should be thankful for the congregation. Be thankful that they love you. A lot of people go through life without love and do not have any purpose. Be thankful that you can reach out to them for help. Being encouraged and exhorted helps with being a Christian and getting to heaven. Above all, we should be thankful for Jesus. Please turn to Hebrews 12:1-3. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses around us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with the endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. We should be thankful for Jesus because he died for us and that we may go to heaven if we do what is right. And through him, we can reach heaven. If you do not have the blessing of being a Christian, why don't you come up tonight and be washed as we stand and as we sing?